Hi, Dr. Sharma here, recording for Eugene Watson, EugeneWatson, date of service 127, 2023, date of birth is 12-26, 1948, date of accident is 9-7-2022. The patient returns here for a follow-up visit today. He was allegedly a victim of an automobile accident as a front seat passenger where he was hit T-bone on the passenger side, leading to some mild headaches with dizziness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium, confusion, loss of concentration, as well as pain symptoms that affected his neck and lower back with radiation to the right arm. Some pain was reported in both hips and right elbow, right shoulder as well into the left ankle. For the left ankle, patient was referred to a podiatrist, Dr. Horsley, and he was provided a attended care to begin with when he arrived, since he filed an affidavit of not being able to carry out his ADLs, and based on that, which was provided on 1-9-2023, and the attended care was provided for 10 days, 1-9-2023 through 1-16-2023. After that, the attended care facility was taken back. The patient reports that his pains have continued in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder, left wrist, and left hand, and left hip, left leg, and right ankle and foot. The patient has reported these pains are from 6 to 7, and he has been taking his pain medication from his physician, primary care physician, for some previously existing issues. Physical therapy, he is undergoing 3 times per week, 20% improvement. He has shown 20 to 30% improvement. ADLs that are affected are general activity, which is 7, mood is 6. In the system review, patient reports neurology psych positive symptom, headache, which is 4, associated with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of concentration, anxiety, loss of memory, chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and limited range of motion, pins and needles, as well as the neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, and lower back pain, and also left hip pain and moderate difficulty walking. The patient already has some pre-existing issues in her in his lower back, and we are asking his primary care physician to release those. In the GI, there is no positive finding. GU, no positive symptom. In respiratory, difficulty breathing and shortness of breath. And the patient reports no changes in the pain level in last 30 days and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is reporting full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is blood pressure is 125 over 84, pulse is 58, pulse ox is 99. I have a feeling that I may have dictated this report before, and I don't have the record number, so I'm redoing it. So the physical examination is the same from the previous visit, which will be 1-9-2023, dictation number 0123-044, including general review, musculoskeleton examination, and musculature examination. Extremities examination. The plan is to continue the physical therapy and DC the attended care. Quad cane has been ordered, lidocaine patch has been ordered, Voltaren patch has been ordered, and the physical therapy 3 times per week should continue on the affected areas. And he's taken off work and housework replacement, transportation, case management has been given. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is otherwise stable. He was provided with the following medication, which are continuing, and that is Celebrex, Flexeril, Ortram, Lyrica, and Furoscid. He is referred for a neuropsych evaluation early on to tackle the TBI issue. The that will be the end of dictation. It will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.